dressed and naked for you, master, in your pleasure garden. My breasts and thighs kissed by the night air. My wrists still chained behind me. Your collar clasping my neck as firmly as the grip of your hand. It's locked on me, master. Locked. You've bought me. You own me. I belong to you. I am so glad. If you hadn't bought me, I tremble, thinking of what might have happened to me. Girls who aren't sold get used as bait in the forest at night. But you've bought me and taken me home. I'm yours. What do you wish of me, master? How may your slave girl give you pleasure? You want me to look around your garden? At my new home? Yes, master. Your pleasure garden is lovely in the moonlight, master. I hear the music of instruments and the music of water. But I don't see any fountains, master. You... What? You want me to look more closely at the pools? Oh! I see. The water trickles from between the thighs of those marble nymphs. Goddesses, sculpted and carved with their breasts full and their thighs open. They stand naked in the pools, cupping their stone breasts in their hands. One of them has a hand reaching out to beckon your guests near. And beyond, I see my master's guests reclining beneath blossoming trees, and my master's other pleasure slaves dancing on the grass, dancing naked and graceful by moonlight to entertain your guests, each of them a sensual delight. Is that what you wish of me, master? Am I to be one of your dancing slaves tonight? Am I to dance naked for you, master? Will I tease your guests with the sway of my breasts, with a glimpse of my naked cunt as I spin and pivot? Will you arouse me first, so that my warm honey drips down my thighs as I dance? Will my master's guests be permitted to touch me, caress me, taste me? Or am I reserved for your touch only, master? Is that what you want, master? I'm not dancing tonight. That isn't why you bought me. That isn't what you decided when you sampled the pleasures of my body at the slave pavilion. When you fingered me. When you thrust your magnificent hard cock in my mouth. And gave me my first hot, sticky meal as your slave girl. What did you decide, master? What will you do with me? What pleasures may I provide you, master? You private bed slave. To wake my master in the morning with my soft, warm little mouth. To massage your shoulders and back and hips and cock with warm scented oils. To dress my master, placing a loving kiss on each part of your body before arranging your garments. And then, while master is at the market, I am to be bathed in milk, my skin made soft, my nipples pierced, so that master may string silver jewelry from my nipples. Displaying my breasts beautifully for my master's pleasure. I am to be prepared all day for master's return. The hair between my thighs trimmed, and perfume dripped on my soft petals. And then I'm to kneel by master's bed, waiting for his pleasure. My arms chained delicately behind me as they are now. My head lifted, my lips parted, my mouth open and soft and ready for my master's cock. Yes, master. I will give you such pleasure, master. I will be your oasis and your voluptuous slave girl, master. Each evening, when your business is finished and you desire pleasure. The night is late. Do you want me in your bed now, master, to please and delight you? No, there is something you wish to do with me first. Here, in your garden? Yes, master, whatever you wish. Master, are you unchaining my wrists, master? I promise I won't. I won't try to escape you. Here in your walled villa, I am safe, protected, yours. Outside, anything might happen to me. I might be seized and sold as a pleasure toy for men in the mines, to be fondled and groped and fucked by dozens of rough men in the dark beneath the earth. I might be grabbed while hiding in an alley, a hood pulled over my head, thrown over a slaver's shoulder and carried to be sold as a tavern girl, to give men pleasure with my mouth while they drink their ale and beer, a new man in my mouth every hour. Or I might be sold to the hunters, to be wolf bait. To help them capture feral, brutal werewolves who scream and howl at the moon, who run miles under the trees tracking the scent of a woman, lusting to grab her by her neck, throw her to her belly on the mossy ground and violate her, to fuck her and tear at her small, vulnerable body with their claws and teeth. All while the hunters form a trap, a circle around the beast and the slave girl he's ripping apart. That might have happened to me if you hadn't bought me. I don't want to escape, master. I want to be here. my body naked and oiled and adorned with slave jewelry for your pleasure. I will do anything to please you, to excite you. Do I excite you, Master? Do I please you, standing naked in your garden, my breasts lifting and falling as I breathe? With my hands unchained, I can cup my breasts. I can lift them. I can entice my master. See my soft, feminine hands holding my breasts. So much smaller than your hands, Master. I can caress and tease my nipples. For you, Master. I can pinch. Delight you, Master? Do you want to take me? Oh, you've taken a hold of me. You're pressing me back against one of the nymphs. Her stone skin is cool against my shoulders and ass. I can feel the swell of her breasts against my back. Lift my hands, Master. Yes, Master. Yes, Master. You may chain me the way you wish. I won't resist you, Master. Her marble arms are extended above her head. Her wrists cross. And you're lifting my arms above my head, crossing my wrists, and chaining them to hers so that she holds me, my warm, soft flesh against cool, hard, naked stone. My breasts lifted, only the sweetest kiss of my thighs pressed together conceals my naked, wet cunt from my master's guests and his dancing slaves. If they should glance at us, yes, Master. I'm closing my eyes. I can hear the music for the dancing girls. The water dripping from the cunt of this marble nymph you've chained me to. I can hear you stepping close. I can smell you. Hot. And sweaty. And male. My master. May I open my eyes, Master? Thank you, Master. Oh, you've taken a fistful of my hair and forced my head back. Your gaze burns with such heat. Like I've lit a forest fire in your loins, Master. The way you kiss me makes me drip down from my face. that in your hand, Master? Its touch on my nipple. Like worn leather. Smoothed and warmed from your hand. You tease and circle my nipple. How you trail it down my belly. Teasing my thighs. Yes, Master. I'll open my legs for you. If you wish. I know if I hesitate, you'll smack my little clit with your hand. Like that. Yes, Master. My thighs are spread wide for you, Master. My cunt, naked and hot to your touch. Whatever you have in your hand, how you nudge my tight entrance with it. Will you be gentle with me, Master? Please, Master, please. Do you feel my warm honey dripping onto your fingers, Master? I am here for your pleasure, Master. My hair and stepped back. And I can see what you have in your hand, what you were teasing me with, what you're going to use on me, Master. Master, you don't need to whip me, Master. I will obey you completely. Perfect and pleasing, without hesitation or delay. I will be such a good slave girl. I'll do anything, surrender anything. You don't need to kiss my body with your whip, Master, please. I am squirming a little against the marble nymph who holds me. I can't help it. I'm frightened. That whip is long, and when you crack it in the air, it'll hurt me, Master. Please don't whip me. You're going to teach me who I belong to. You want every cell in my body to know who I belong to. Master, out here in your garden, all your guests, your dancing slaves, they'll all see me dance at the whip's touch. They'll all hear my screams. I've been displayed in a slave tent, fondled, my mouth filled with a cock. But I've never been whipped, Master. The screams you'll force from my lips. I will be so naked. So naked. They'll hear. Please, Master, I beg you. Master, your whips fire across my tits. My thighs. Yes, I understand, Master. I will submit to you. I will cry out my surrender loudly so that everyone in your garden can hear at each crack of your whip. Yes, Master. I'm yours, Master. I'm yours, Master. Master, I'm yours. I'm yours. I'm yours. Oh, God. I'm yours, Master. I'm your slave girl. Your pleasure slut. Your kitten. Yes, Master. Your slut. Your slut. You own me, Master. You own my tight, young cunt. My warm, wet little mouth. my breasts that are heaving for you right now. My thighs that burn when you lash them. My every breath. My every scream. I'm yours, master. You're going to whip my cunt? I'm sorry, I don't mean to press my thighs together again. I'm scared, master. Yes, master, I'll open my legs. My skin burns where you've struck me, master. My thighs are open for you, master, and wet. And my cunt is exposed, bared to each caress of the night air. My soaked, swollen folds, naked and hot and available to each kiss of your whip. Master! My body between yours and this marble nymph. You're so strong. I am captured, helplessly yours. Your hand cupping my chin, lifting my eyes to you. Your eyes, deep as the sea at midnight, dark as the ocean the slavers took me across. Sell me to my master. Master, you whipped me. I will always be so pleasing, master. I will be so good for you. You own me. These wells forming on my skin. My body will be marked by my owner for a week. The dancers in the garden have stopped. They're all watching us. I submit to you, master. Even if the whole world watches, only your eyes matter to me. Your eyes that smolder in the dark. My body burns for you, master. The stone girl you've chained me to is cool against my skin. Her breasts and thighs are cold, but mine burn like molten flame. I drip down my legs. I am your melted, soaked little slave girl. Please, master. Please take me. Please, fuck me. Thrust the handle of your whip inside me. Oh, master, master, I'm so aroused by the whipping. I every touch is fire. I can't take it, master. Please, be gentle. Master, please. That whip handle, it's so long. It's so deep in me. So warm from my master's hand. as you fuck me with it. Oh. Against your hand, master, make me come, make me come. Covered in my warm honey. Master gave me pleasure. You gave me pleasure, Master. Here, in your garden, under the bright moon. Chained to a marble pleasure nymph while your guests watched me writhe naked on your web. Handle out of me. I feel so empty with it gone. You're holding it near my eyes, Master. It's dripping with me. Yes, Master. Yes, I'll kiss the whip. Whatever Master fucks me with deserves my worship and my gratitude. Press the whip to my lips, Master. My warm, wet little tongue. Just like I would lick your thick, hard cock. My lower lip with it. Do you want it in my mouth, Master? Do you want the handle of your whip in my mouth? With this whip. You fucked me with this whip. You own me, Master. so hard. Caress me, Master. Fondle me, Master. I'm flushed and slick with sweat, and chained naked to this nymph in the moonlight. Your guests are going in to sleep, though the dancing girls are still watching me quiver for you. Oh, yes, I'm lifting my hips, Master, craving your touch. I need your touch. I need your mouth on my breasts. Ah, like that. Ah, you bit my nipple. You bit me, Master. Ah, yes, you may do whatever you want with me, and I will take it, Master. I will take it like a good slave girl. In my village, the other girls and I daydreamed about being kissed by a man, but we never imagined, I never imagined being so naked, so helpless and chained, so wet. Do I please you, Master? Keep me hot, Master. Will you take me inside your bedchamber? Do you want to fuck me, Master? Do you want to put your cock in me? Do you want me to squeeze and ripple around your hard cock? May I give you pleasure, Master? Yes, Master, yes. Kiss me. Please, Master, take me to your bed.